Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
Oh, and welcome back to the True Crime Never Sleeps show. As always, I'm your host, Larry Lease, and this week we continue the Unabomber Chronicles with Episode 2. Of course, before we dive into that, don't forget to subscribe to the channel, hit the subscribe button down below, and now let's dive into today's episode. Have you ever wondered what drives a brilliant academic to leave behind a promising career and retreat to the wilderness? What happens when a man builds life in total isolation, relying on only himself? Begins to see technology as a threat to humanity. Tonight, we'll take you deep into the woods of Montana, where Ted Kaczynski, a man once on the path of greatness in academia, made a radical decision that would change his life and the world forever. We'll uncover the critical turning points in Ted Kaczynski's life. Why did he choose the remote wilderness of Montana as his refuge? How did this drastic move affect his mindset, fueling his growing mistrust of modern technology? We'll take a look in the details of his daily life in the cabin, examining how he sustained himself with primitive methods and why self-sufficiency was so crucial to his beliefs. But that's not all. This journey will also take you inside the mind of Kaczynski as he developed his anti-technology and anti-industrial society ideology. What specific experiences in isolation led him to see technology as an existential threat? We'll trace the evolution of his thoughts from early writings to the formulation of his infamous manifesto, revealing how his secluded environment shaped the radical ideas that would eventually capture the world's attentions. If you're curious about what drove Ted Kaczynski's descent into a life of isolation and extremism, and how the quiet solitude of the Montana woods became the birthplace of one of the most controversial manifestos of our time, then stay tuned. This is a story of transformation, ideology, and the dangerous line between genius and madness. Ted Kaczynski's decision to move to Montana marked a pivotal shift in his life, transition from the structured, intellectual environment of academia to the vast, untamed wilderness of the American West. But why Montana? What drew him to this particular place? The choice was no accident. Montana's remote, rugged landscape offered the perfect backdrop for the life Kaczynski envisioned. One of total isolation, far removed from the influences of modern society and technology he increasingly came to despise. The wilderness of Montana was significant for several reasons. Dense forests, towering mountains, and harsh winters presented a formidable challenge, but also a sanctuary where Kaczynski could live undisturbed. Here he could immerse himself in nature, away from the noise and distractions of the world he left behind. Hey everyone, welcome back. Hopefully you had a good Christmas. But today I want to seriously talk about online security, an issue that affects every single one of us. You ever feel like there's someone looking over your shoulder every time you're browsing, streaming, or just checking your email? It's more common than you think. And that's exactly why I'm excited to tell you about NordVPN. With NordVPN, you can say goodbye to those sketchy pop-ups and shady trackers following your every move. Instead, imagine having a digital fortress around your data. Banking transactions, passwords, and even private chats remain, well, private. NordVPN uses the next-level encryption, which basically means your data is locked away behind a secure wall. So if nosy neighbors, big tech companies, or even your internet service provider tries to peek, they'll hit a dead end. And here's the really cool part. With one click, you can instantly change your virtual location. Travel virtually to another country, skip it, those annoying geo restrictions, and stream that exclusive show from Europe, Asia, or anywhere else. In other words, if you've been itching to watch a series that's not available in your region, NordVPN just opened the door for you. Now let's talk about the deal. It's a big one. Right now, you can grab 72% off your NordVPN subscription. Yes, 72% off. As if that wasn't sweet enough, they're also throwing in an additional 3 free months. That means you're scoring total online protection for a fraction of the normal cost, with 3 extra months totally on the house. This is the kind of offer that doesn't come around often. Setting up NordVPN is ridiculously easy. Download the app on your phone, laptop, even your TV. Log in and boom, your internet traffic is automatically encrypted. No more complicated settings to fiddle with. Just press connect, pick a server, and you're good to go. It's that simple. Protect your data, hide your IP, and keep hackers at bay, all while enjoying lightning-fast speeds for streaming, gaming, or just scrolling through social media. So why wait? Click the link and head over to NordVPN right now to snag that sweet 72% off deal plus those 3 free months. Your future self will thank you when you realize just how easy and stress-free secure browsing can be. And that's all for today. Stay safe online with NordVPN. And now on to the rest of today's episode.
Solitude of Montana's backcountry provided him the peace and seclusion he craved, allowing him to focus on his thoughts and beliefs without interference. Adjusting to this new life, however, was no small feat. Kaczynski had to completely transform his daily existence. Gone were the conveniences of university life, electricity, running water, easy access to food and resources. Instead, he adopted a self-sufficient lifestyle, learning to hunt, gather, and grow his own food. He constructed his own cabin using simple tools and materials he could source or carry into the remote location. This process of adaptation wasn't just physical, it was deeply psychological as Kaczynski embraced the challenges of wilderness living as a means of purifying himself what he viewed as the corrupting influence of modern society. This transition to the wilderness profoundly affected Kaczynski's mindset. The isolation gave him the space to cultivate his growing distrust of technology and industrial society, solidifying the beliefs that would later define his life and actions. The stark contrast between the natural world he immersed himself in and the technological world he left behind became increasingly clear in his mind. He began to see technology not just as a nuance, but as an existential threat to human freedom and the environment. This belief grew stronger as he lived in the wild, surrounded by the natural beauty of Montana, which he saw as the antithesis of the industrialized world. The move to Montana wasn't just a change of scenery for Kaczynski, it was the beginning of a radical transformation in his thinking. The wilderness sharpened his critique of modern society, deepened his anti-technology stance, set him on the path toward the drastic measures he would eventually take. In this remote corner of Montana, far from the life he once knew, Kaczynski's ideas evolved, hardening into the extreme ideology that would later drive his infamous actions. Ted Kaczynski's life in the remote Montana wilderness was defined by the cabin he built and the self-sufficient lifestyle he maintained there. The cabin, a simple structure measuring about 10 by 12 feet, became his home and fortress, a place where he could live entirely on his own terms, free from the trappings of modern society. But what did daily life in such a primitive setting look like for Kaczynski, and how did he manage the basic necessities of survival? Kaczynski's daily life was a stark contrast to the one he had left behind. Each day was a test of his ability to survive in isolation. He woke up early to maximize daylight, often spending his mornings and afternoons tending to essential tasks. To secure food, Kaczynski relied on a combination of foraging, small-scale gardening, and hunting. He grew vegetables in a small garden plot and collected wild plants, while occasionally hunting rabbits and other small game to supplement his diet. For water, he depended on a nearby creek, which he would visit regularly to collect fresh water, carrying it back to his cabin in containers. Shelter, of course, was the cabin itself, a structure he designed and built by hand using basic tools. The cabin was deliberately minimalistic, with no electricity, plumbing, or modern conveniences. It was insulated with cardboard and plastic to ensure Montana's harsh winters, and he used a small wood-burning stove for heat. Every aspect of his shelter was a testament to his desire to live independently from society, relying solely on the resources he could gather or create himself. To maintain this self-sufficient lifestyle, Kaczynski developed a range of skills that were essential for survival in such a remote and unforgiving environment. He learned carpentry to build and maintain his cabin, developed proficiency in hunting and trapping to secure food, and became adept at preserving the food he collected to last through the winter months. He also practiced basic medicine, using knowledge he had acquired from books to treat minor injuries and illnesses. Kaczynski's resourcefulness was a critical component of his ability to live in isolation for so many years. But why did Kaczynski choose to live in such a primitive way? For him, self-sufficiency wasn't just a practical necessity, it was a profound ideological statement. By rejecting modern...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Conveniences and living off the land, he was able to distance himself from the technological society he had come to despise. Self-sufficiency represented a form of purity, a way to reclaim his autonomy and control over his life. It was his way of proving that he could live without the systems and technologies that he believed were enslaving humanity. The significance of self-sufficiency for Kaczynski went beyond mere survival. It was a crucial element of his broader critique of modern society. To him, living primitively was a form of resistance, a rejection of the technological advancements that he saw as dehumanizing and destructive. In his cabin, far removed from the industrialized world, Kaczynski could live according to his own principles, untouched by the forces he believed were eroding human freedom. The lifestyle not only sustained him physically, but also reinforced his ideological convictions, fueling the radical beliefs that would later manifest in his writings and actions. Ted Kaczynski's decision to isolate himself in the Montana wilderness was not just a retreat from society, it was a crucible for the development of his anti-technology and anti-industrial beliefs. Living in complete isolation, far from the influence of modern society, Kaczynski had the time and space to deeply contemplate the world he had left behind. The isolation didn't just contribute to his beliefs, it was the very environment in which they were forged and intensified. The solitude of the wilderness allowed Kaczynski to observe the world from a distance, sharpening his focus on what he perceived as the dangers of technological advancement. Without the distractions of modern life, he became increasingly convinced that technology was not a neutral force, but a destructive one, eroding human freedom and the natural environment. His isolation reinforced those ideas as he contrasted his simple, self-sufficient lifestyle with the complexity and dependency that technology created in society. Every day spent in the quiet of the woods, relying on his own skills and the land around him, deepened his conviction that modern technology was leading humanity down a perilous path. Several specific experiences and observations during his time in isolation deepened Kaczynski's mistrust of technology. As he lived more intimately with nature, he became acutely aware of how industrial society encroached upon and disrupted the natural world. The environmental degradation he witnessed, even in remote areas, served as a stark reminder of the reach and impact of technological development. These observations fueled his belief that technology was not just a threat to individual freedom, but also to the very planet itself. The main ideas in Kaczynski's anti-technology and anti-industrial society beliefs centered around the notion that technological progress inevitably leads to the loss of human autonomy and the degradation of the environment. He argued that as technology advances, it creates systems and structures that increasingly control human behavior, reducing people to mere cogs in a vast, impersonal machine. In his view, the industrial society was not just harmful, but fundamentally incompatible with true human freedom. Kaczynski believed the only way to reclaim this freedom was to reject technology and dismantle the industrial system that supported it. During his time in isolation, these beliefs evolved from vague discontent to a fully articulated philosophy. As Kaczynski spent more time reflecting and writing in his cabin, his thoughts crystallized into a coherent critique of modern society. He became more radical in his views, including that technological society was beyond reform, that the only solution was a complete and violent overthrow of the system. His ideas grew more extreme, culminating in his belief that drastic action was necessary to awaken people to the dangers of technology and to inspire a return to a simpler, more autonomous way of life. Kaczynski's lifestyle in the wilderness was a direct reflection of his anti-technology ideology. By living primitively, he demonstrated that it was possible to survive and thrive without the trappings of modern technology. His self-sufficient existence was, in many ways, a repudiation of the very society he had left behind. Every aspect of his life, from building his own shelter to growing his own food, was a rejection of the dependency that technology creates. In this sense, his way of living supported his beliefs, serving as both personal experiment and a proof of concept for his ideas. However, there was also contradictions in his lifestyle. While Kaczynski rejected most aspects of modern technology, he still relied on certain tools and techniques that were products of the very industrial society he opposed. This reliance highlighted the complexity and perhaps the impossibility of fully escaping the influence of technology, even in the most isolated of environments. Despite these contradictions, Kaczynski remained committed to his beliefs, using his lifestyle as a means to distance himself as much as possible from the technological world he despised. Ted Kaczynski's early writings were the seeds from which his infamous manifesto, Industrial Society and Its Future, eventually grew. These early writings, composed during his years of isolation in the Montana wilderness, reveal the key ideas that would later define his philosophy. Central to these writings was the belief that modern technology and industrial society were inherently oppressive, stripping individuals of their autonomy and leading to the degradation of both human freedom and the natural environment. Kaczynski argued that the technological system was so deeply entrenched that it could not be reformed. Instead, it needed to be completely dismantled. These early thoughts laid the groundwork for his manifesto by systematically critiquing various aspects of industrial society and proposing that the only way to regain true freedom was through a revolution against the technological system. Kaczynski's writings explore the psychological and societal impacts of technology, suggesting that it not only enslaved people physically, but also shaped their minds and behaviors in ways that were detrimental to human dignity and happiness. These ideas were not fully developed at first, but they provided a foundation for the more detailed and structured arguments that would later appear in his manifesto. The process of formulating his manifesto was gradual and methodical. Over the years, Kaczynski's thoughts evolved as he continued to write, reflect, and refine his ideas. His isolation played a crucial role in the process, giving him the uninterrupted time and focus needed to delve deeply into his theories. The isolation allowed him to distance himself from the society he was critiquing, providing a clear perspective on the issues he saw with modern technology. As he wrote, his arguments became more coherent and forceful, driven by the conviction that he was articulating a truth that society at large had failed to recognize. Kaczynski's ideas developed over time as he incorporated more examples and evidence into his arguments, often drawn from his observations of the natural world and the changes he witnessed in society from afar. His writings became increasingly radical as he concluded that peaceful reform was impossible and that only violent action could bring about necessary change. This shift in tone and content reflected his growing frustration with the world and his beliefs that drastic measures were justified. In many ways, Kaczynski's environment, both the physical environment of the wilderness and the psychological environment of isolation, shaped the message he wanted to convey. The manifesto reflects his deep connection to nature and his belief that technology was destroying the very essence of what it meant to be human. The harsh, unforgiving landscape around him underscored his view that only by returning to a more natural state, humanity hoped to survive and thrive. The starkness of his surroundings is mirrored in the starkness of his conclusions. The technological system must be overthrown for the sake of human freedom and the planet. As we close this chapter on Ted Kaczynski's life in the wilderness and the development of his radical beliefs, we've seen how his isolation and ideology set the stage for what would become next, a campaign of terror that would grip the nation for nearly two decades. But how did Kaczynski move from theory to action? What were the first steps he took on the path to becoming the infamous Unabomber? The next episode, we'll delve into the origins of Kaczynski's bombing campaign, starting with a very explosive device planted at Northwestern University. We'll explore how these early attacks marked the beginning of a calculated and evolving strategy designed to spread fear and draw attention to his manifesto. You'll learn about the psychological toll on the victims and their families, as well as the initial responses from law enforcement, who were thrust into a complex and frustrating hunt for a shadowy, elusive figure. The story of Ted Kaczynski is far from over. Join us in the next episode as we unravel the early days of the Unabomber's reign of terror, examining the tactics he used, the lives he shattered, and the monumental task faced by those who sought to bring him to justice. The seeds of his ideology have now been planted. Next, we witness the devastating harvest. Give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button down below. Hit the bell notification button to be notified of Unabomber Chronicles Episode 3. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps the channel grow, upgrade equipment, bring new hosts, be able to pay them, and eventually take this show on the road. As always, thank you so much for watching, listening, and we will see you next time. Take care.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.